Okay, this is Parasha. We have a mitzvah. I figured we'll talk a little bit about one of the aspects of Chayidish, and that is Amiras Yal V'Yavay. So, in Chayidish Kidua, the Taisvis, the Rian Taisvis, the Chachmei Provincia, in Brachas of Chabad. What happens if someone forgets Yal V'Yavay? Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. So normally he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again. Question is, and then here he'd have to daven Maariv twice. You've got Yal V'Yavay and it's ready the next day. Question is, the next day is not Rosh Chodesh. So is he daven two Shmoneh Esrei and Maariv or not? Taisa says, he's not Tashlumin. But what's he going to gain if he's going to be Mitzvah Chodesh? He's going to daven Maariv twice, and one for the second Tashlum, the second one for Mincha, and he's not going to be Maski Yal V'Yavay. Shemoneh Esrei, he said, Yal V'Yavay, he's not going to be Maski anyway, so what does he gain? What's the point? What's the point davening over again? But the Rosh brings down from the Chachmei Provincia, and they say, no, he has to daven over again, because he wasn't Yaitzah, his Chiyav of Mincha, therefore he has to daven over again, even though in the Tfilas Tashlumin, he's not going to make up what he missed. Look, the Rosh Chachmei Provincia, Yaimim Kimish L'Yotzi Dechai Vosei V'Zu HaTvila HaBlekil Lo Yisbalo V'Tzorach L'Yisbalo L'Shtayim L'Erev Yafa Pishay Maska Shal Rosh Chodesh. You weren't Yaitzah Yitfila, then you have to daven over again. The second time around, you're not going to accomplish what you missed. There it says, but Maisa, on Rosh Chodesh, missing Yal V'Yavay, you weren't Yaitzah Mincha, you weren't Yaitzah Mincha, so now you have to be Yaitzah Mincha, even though it's going to be without Yal V'Yavay. And Kidula, the Mefarish, the Velt, explains this Machlaikis with the Chakira, that what is the gather of Haskara of Yal V'Yavay? This is the chat that it's Haskara Balma. If you're masking Yal V'Yavay, may not more, if you mention Yal V'Yavay, it's Haskara. Or no, the chat is that Chazal were Kaveya Yal V'Yavay as part of the Matbeya of the Bracha, Matbeya of Shemoneh Esrei. And if you miss something in the very essence of Shemoneh Esrei, the pshat is that you didn't daven. So then now they have to daven over again. So you're not going to make Yal V'Yavay. Tonight you don't have to say Yal V'Yavay. You missed that in the tefillah. Or no, that we say the pshat is it's just an askar ba'alma. If it's just an askar ba'alma, then Be'etzim Yuyetz Shemoneh Esrei. El Mayat Mask Yal V'Yavay. So you can't just get up after Shemoneh Esrei and say Yal V'Yavay. In order to say Yal V'Yavay, it has to be part of Shemoneh Esrei. So maybe you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again in order to be Mask Yal V'Yavay. But Be'ikar Yuyetz Shemoneh Esrei, Narvas, you can't say Yal V'Yavay without daven Shemoneh Esrei again. So maybe that's why if Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to anyway be able to fix your mistake, you're not going to be masking Yal V'Yavay, there's no point. You weren't Yaitzah Shemoneh Esrei, that's your Yaitzah Shemoneh Esrei. Elmai, you weren't Yaitzah Shemoneh Esrei, that's Yal V'Yavay.
Isn't that
Brachah Shemoneh Esrei? It's not in Shemoneh Esrei, it's because the only way you can say Yal V'Yavay is to say this Brachah, so it's Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Chayyadah could be Kama v'kama nafkaminis in this Chakira. I say it could be because you have to done each one on its own merit, as we'll see, that that's a Pasha Bechal. There are those that want to be titled all these Shailas. One Shaila is,
if it's not Skarabama, why can't you just wash and bench?
You have to say that then you have the Nuchi. You have a Chir Shemoneh Esrei. You have a Chir to say, That's me no chiv. That's a chiv for benching. You have a chiv now to say it. The same Shemoneh Esrei. What's a chiv? The same Shemoneh Esrei. That's chiv to say Baal. Why don't you say it's now?
Brother,
okay, so you need there's Askar in Shemoneh Esrei.
Do you need to do it for Minyan then? If you just
oh, that might be one Nafka Minas. One second. So there could be a few possible Nafka Minas. One is Gabi Tefillin. So let's say where it's very negay is, let's say he reminded himself after Musaf, because that's when he chapped B'chal that it's for Shchardish. I guess by Lane he wasn't listening. So that by Musaf, we heard of the dying Musaf. Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Right. So Amela, so after Musaf, but he already took off his tefillin. Does he have to put back his tefillin again? So again, someone to say that should be telling the Shaila. If it's Askar Baal Mafai, so I was ready to Shmei Esrei. So I was ready to Shmei Esrei with tefillin. If it's trying to wasn't Yerich Shmei Esrei, then if it wasn't Yerich Shmei Esrei, have to have Shmei Esrei with tefillin. Meis mechalikas achrayim. Mechalikas between the Shalos of Chuvas Beis Sha'arim and the Marashag. And the Beis Sha'arim holds that he was from the Gdel Chachme Chacham in Hungary. The Marashag actually was also from Hungary, in Talmud of Chassam Pesach, I think. Marashag Shmuel Greenfield, something like that. Anyway, so the Beis Sha'arim holds you have to put on tefillin again, and the Rashag says you don't have to, since you're ready Yaitza, Shmei Esrei with tefillin, you don't have to. Well, Maisa, if you look in the tshuva inside in the Beis Sha'arim, he says you have to put on tefillin again. It's muchach umavur that has nothing to do with the shayla. Because even if you decide that you're ready Yaitza Shmei Esrei, it's just hechdimsa to be able to say Alav Yav, but you still have to put on tefillin again. Why? He writes over there, that was Mamash Shaila. The guy reminded himself about the Musaf, and it was some Rav that Paskin, the Meira, he has to put on tefillin. And the Shayol was taking issue with this Pesach of the Rabbi. And he said, he wanted to make a Raya from the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Ches. That you don't have to put on tefillin. Why? Because it says, "To oynenas v'loy ispal shachris mispal mincha shtayim." That's the din of teshlum. Everyone knows halacha. Rishayim mincha, v'ashinim teshlumin. Right? Everyone knows that also. That when you daven tefillas teshlumin, the first tefillah is the ikar tefillah, and the second tefillah is teshlumin. Afkamina by mitzvah Shabbos with atachan antanu. V'mhepach lo yatzi. That tefillah should teshlumin. If he flips it, then you're not Yaitza. In fact, it has the Magen Avraham. So, what's the Nafkamina? How can you tell me, where does it show itself, that this is the Tashlum, this is the Tefillah? You daven. In fact, you had in mind, why should I make a difference? You daven to Shmei Esrei, so let the first one be for the Iker, and the second one be the Shlum. There's nothing, Be'atachan Antanu, there's Nafkamina, because the first Tefillah, after Shabbat, is supposed to be with Be'atachan Antanu. But between Shachris and Menachem, where is there Nafkamina? So, Zogder, Elamai. Oh, if you hold it, you have to wear tefillin for the tashlumin, right? Tashlumin or shachris. You have to wear tefillin. Sorry, if the guy forgot Yalav Yav, he has to wear tefillin for the tashlumin. It means he can daven mincha. We're supposed to do it, right? Let's say a guy forgot Yalav Yav shachris. Now he's daven up to mincha. He has to daven the first tefillah without tefillin, and the second tefillah with tefillin, right? So what's the kasha? Of course it's very nitrous. If he flipped it, he put the tefillin on by the first tefillah, and he davened the second, he took the tefillin off in the second tefillah. That shows it. The first tefillah he davened for tashlumin, and the second tefillah for mitzvah. That's a problem. This was the shoyl to the Beis Sha'arim and one being right. Alamai must be that you don't have to put on tefillin again. The ma'is is daich l'raya, and he says that, alright, this din of the Shulchan Aruch is not only when the guy forgot Yalav Yav b'Shachris. This din of the Shulchan Aruch is, baby, every Tashlum, you forgot Shachris l'gamri, what do you do? Right? So there, Menachem Ma'ariv, it's only, then we have Menachem Ma'ariv also, and they zichron lehem ha'hekir. So therefore, it's no raya. Because Maharam and Taska, we're asking, maybe not punk this case, the guy forgot Yalav Yav b'Shachris, There's all the other things that he forgets. All the other things he's forgetting. Now, therefore, the Beis Sharm says he has to put on the tefillin. Why? So he explains the ma'aseh like this. Why do we put on tefillin? We're not going to wear tefillin. That's something we're supposed to wear the whole day. That might say not gufnaki. So we're not bid by Krishna. Or we're not bid by Shema as by Medavis. Why are we not by Krishna? For Krishna it says Kol Torah Krishna Boy Tefillin Kamei the Shekel Atzmai. Why by Tefillin? Teretz he says because that's a Mishdamin all day. Elamai you couldn't do it. Therefore, at least Bishas Tefillah, a person that could be Nizim gufnaki. Therefore, they're Machayev you at least Bishas Tefillah to wear Tefillah. What?
One other is just tefillahs except for shachar.
That's a good question. So he wants to suggest why I bet minchas, why I bet mincha not? So Elamai, what's that? So Melech, before we get to that, so Melech, let's push it. If that's as far as, then what's the difference? If it's ikar tefillah or it's tashlumin? Even if it's tashlumin for shachris, so ma'isa, it's tashlumin for shachris. So then we're sacking it. It's best we should be wearing it for the whole day. Elmai, we don't have gufnaki, so therefore they're mitzamtzim to where we davening. At least by shachris. It also the tashlum by shachris. So why shouldn't you
tefillin? We don't have gufnaki, maybe. Meaning the whole thing is that after is it didn't the shachris or is it the zman shachris?
Lemais no mitz. Oh, so one second. That's what he says at first. Mela, Avadi should with tefillin. However, he says that. No, so Meir, if it's certainly, if he reminds himself right after Musaf, yeah, and he's going down then, yeah, so it's still the morning.
Yeah,
right? Then for sure he has. He says, but the case of Mincha, so why happened? Why not by Mincha? He says, just like Gemara says, there's no necessity to compare to Mincha, because of Chayshish, that since they ate already, the kind they might be drunk, and it's also the necessity to compare him. So Meir says, also, that's why we don't put on Tulum by Mincha, because. Because maybe you won't be able to have you can't be seeing Nasim Tefillin. You'll have Kalas Harayish because maybe you're drunk. Mamela, he says that's why you don't put on Tefillin by Mincha. Sim Kain says so then upon by Petashlumin of Mincha. So is it Nachmina? If you've got Yalv and still in the morning, then you should have put on Tefillin. But if it's Rei Mincha, being Petashlum by Mincha, then not. Because then for the same reason why not having the first Tefillah. Mincha with tefillin, so maybe not daven tashlum with tefillin either. Akapanim with dvara, but has nothing to do with the shaila. The ikki says the shaila is the gather of haskaras yal v'yava. Is it a din haskara or is it a din in the matbea bracha? He's saying stop because stop it's a tefillah. So masakin the bashmanasri you have to wear mincha. Over here it's not a ra'ilu some a toilet, but if you look at the inside in the shul where he's masbir, there's nothing to do with anything. Second shayla, which might be the gay, this is the guy be mei brachas. You don't know he's supposed to say mei brachas every day. Question is, the guy yal the other, so he has to daven over again. Can he count the 19 brachas that he swears like it's very easy? I have to think about it next day. He's done for. He's got his 100 brachas easy, right? Or no? If he said shayla, it was Mishanim Mabesh Tavachamim, so then the Chorus Bracha Tavachol, you can't count for Meir Brachas. The Maisa, I once said Mishanim Chazanish, and he said, Chula Alma, it's a Chanar Bracha Latal. The Ilafi, the Sheet is that it's Mitzch Son, it's a Mabin, that's Shem Nesre, but it's not a Bracha Latal, it's Meir, you couldn't use it for Meir Brachas. Although, there's a Beis Yosef, which I couldn't find now, Beis Yosef, the Birki Yosef, says that there's a chashash of bracha latala. If he's there, you won't be here to make brachas. You know, I don't know what the B'chir Yisrael is right now.
Is being bracha latala the same thing? If it's not a bracha latala, then it can't for me a brachas, or is there like an in between?
No, if it's not a bracha latala, then why should it count for me a brachas? If it's a legitimate bracha, then it shouldn't count.
Because you have to say
right.
It again, meaning it wasn't
a latala. So what? But it's a good bracha. You can't, it's a good bracha.
It wasn't good. You have to remake it.
You have to damish mesh over again. Yep, that was messing over again.
It's not levatola because when you made it, you thought it wasn't.
Okay, if it's not a bracha levatola, then it's a bracha. If it's a bracha, you made it. It's made a bracha. It's a bracha. L'moshel, okay. The dogma. There's a famous Ritva in Chulin that says that if a guy has a tilsi dying, he washes his hands, he made a bracha, Shem 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 Tilsi dying, then he decides he's not hungry. He decides he wants to be on a diet, he doesn't want to wash. He wants to eat 20 pieces of cake instead, which is dietetic. Right? Then he has to wash anyway, said. But, kitzer, so he says, it's not a bracha at all. Why? Because b'shas we made the bracha, right? You plan on eating.
Right?
Did that count for me a bracha, though? It's supposed to be that'll count for me a bracha. You made a bracha. Legitimate bracha. You washed your hands, you made a bracha. Okay, fine. Yeah, our v'arvus are right. Right. Give me a dukma where your shayla could come up. Another case also mentions a tam sefer that people mix up with the ritva, which is a mistake. The tam sefer writes in the tshuva, if a guy made a bracha on a frosh's truma, and then he shayla on the truma. So chayla haki b'shayla on truma, which be bracha l'atala. My freya was. So he says no. He says because the pshat is that the truma has in it the possibility of shayla. So kolze, that's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah you mean not for truma, but al das that might become bakul. That's all part of the mitzvah, because that's what truma has that possibility built in. So meila, it's not a bakul matala. He's not saying the svar but whatever. The different time will be mechal. Anyway, so they also say same shayla. I would say he creates many brachos to that. You say that fine. Same shayla. Oh, next shayla is this is a very interesting shayla, and again. Some are toilet in this era, and might not be toilet. That is, let's say a guy forgot the same talmud mother on Rosh Chodesh. So he has to have it over again. Second time, he said the same talmud mother, b'fkai yal v'yavad, Rosh Lamazel. The shayla is, do we say, mix and match over here? So, leisure suits. So the question is, we say that, okay, the first bracha, he had Yal Yavai. In the first Shemesh, he had Yal Yavai. In the second Shemeshrei, he had the same Talmud Mater. So together, he's got a good Shemeshrei. Does someone want to say it's Talmud Shaila? If you say it's Shaila, he didn't daven the first time, he didn't daven. I mean, if you missed the Haskara, you missed the same Talmud Mater, you missed Yal Yavai, you didn't daven. If you didn't daven, then you have to daven a third time. Each tefillah by itself was not a tefillah, so may have done a third. If I was just missing Askara, the fine. I got the Askara Saint Hamater in the second tefillah, and I got the Al-Biyav in the first tefillah. That's what someone said. That's what the Ritzi Pesach and the Haritzvi in the Shalash Shuv is, since he wants to be Tarila. However, if you ma'ayin in the Mogen Gebayrim in Sukkot Kufches, so he brings down over there, I think it's Kufches, I'm not sure if I'm talking. He brings down over there that avada, he says, it's considered a tefillah. Afkamina legabe smichas gula tefillah. Right? If a guy, yal v'yavai, shayla is he allowed to talk? Because he's chare smichas gula tefillah. Right? So he says, no, avada smichas gula tefillah, he regates it. Call his shalom, he says, Shmanasri, it's considered a tefillah. It is considered smichas gula tefillah. Oh, but still he says that if a guy forgot, he argues on the Beis Lechem Yud, I think. It's not like that. He says, no, that if you forgot one tefillah, you forgot Yal V'Yavai, the other tefillah, you forgot the same time, you have to have it a third time. Why? Because this Chachma Prince is saying that if you're not able to make it up, so then you don't have to daven the tashlumin, right? But that's all like this. That's you don't have to daven because the haskara. That's pshat is okay. So next day, if I'm not gonna make it up, then no point. However, if it's still Rosh Chodesh, so the halach is the context of the chama was that you have to daven with the Yal V'Yavai with Saint Dalam Mater. That's the matbe. That's what they're mechayiv you to do. So as long as I can still daven such a tefillah, I'm mechayiv daven such a tefillah. There's no mixing and matching over here. You can't say I got this is the yalvi up over here, this is the mat over there. Shalom Yisrael. There's a chiyuv to say a tefillah both. So kol's man, you're able to say both. You have to do both.
The same halamata have the same shalom as yalvi.
I'll get to that soon. Which way would you say it's different? Is it worse or better?
West.
Talmud is worse.
Huh?
West.
For sure worse.
Yeah, talking about this, is it a part of Medbeya?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So you say Ukraine is from? Okay. So we'll get to that from Ukraine guys very schwer, but Mustabi, you're probably, I would say like you have. Yav Yav is just main Amura, it's just something about, it's an outside thing. This is part of, Saint Amat is part of the, it's part of the Brach, it's part of the Nusach of the Brach, Batsim.
Isn't Matpeya only the beginning
Okay, the question is a little bit wrong or a lot wrong. I hear it's a lot wrong, it's not a little bit wrong.
It's just not saying the same time that's
yeah.
That's clearly not the Ezim on the Brach, right? You don't say a half the year.
What?
You don't say a half the year, and that's...
That's not a raya, because half the year you don't need rain. So Mela, that's why you don't have to daven over again. That's why you don't have to say it l'chatchila. And if you say it l'chatchila, you have to daven over again. It's not a raya, it's not part of the Derech Tavachamim. If you don't need it, then Andrav is similar kvalos, so then that's not a riot. Now, fourth Nakamim might be the guy with Tefillah B'Tzibur, and this again, some say Nakamim, and then again, Bechor is not a riot. So the shot like this. Again, the Makari Kosher B'Tzi Pesach says that it's telling the Zmachira that if you hold that you didn't daven, so you have daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. If you hold it, you just missed Askar, then you're going to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. L'chaira, it's not a raya, because Ramesh has a tshuva, and he writes, I didn't finish writing this, that the Yisrael of the Tefillah B'Tzibur is that because the Yisrael Tefillah is that you should do the most to be answered. What's the Yisrael Tefillah? Dami should be answered. But since there's a school to be answered with Tefillah B'Tzibur, so Meila, your Chiyuv Mitzat Tefillah is Mechayiv you to Dami B'Tzibur. Because the Chiyuv is to max your potential to be answered. That's the Yisrael of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Meila, he says, So Meila, if he says, it doesn't make a difference. As long as I'm davening, it's a Chiyuv, Dami B'Tzibur. Because as long as it's a Chiyuv to daven, So then you have to do it the best. And do the best means B'tzibur. So again, this Shaila Lefir Moshe Kapanim would not be totally in this Chakira.
Would you have to go to another minion, a later minion? Would that be totally on this? Because you have to
daven
again, so maybe...
The minion is definitely not in Machban Tefillah B'tzibur when one forgets Yalav Yavai. But I guess the minhag is not like a Moshe. The minhag is like an alakad. No one goes, you know, maybe Yechidei school would wait for the next minute. But usually, when the guy reminds himself in the middle of Chazal Shas, says Yalav Yavai, he's like, darn. And then he chuckles and goes to the corner, don't you see him? He davens. Right. So that's usually how it happens. Even though he's doing wrong, at least he should wait till after Maidan, because you know down Stach Manesre, if you're not gonna finish before Maidan, at least you should wait for Maidan, and probably in the morning, then it's no problem with Kaddish. But so Minchish probably waits for the Kaddish to say Yesh Mirab before he starts davening. And anyway, that's a different issue. The Ma'aseh was mentioned here. The Shaila is the same Talmud on the same page as Yalav Yavai got this shayla. So in the first Reb Chaim in the Stanslach, he says that the machlekes Chachma Provincia and Taisis is only got Yalav Yavai. Because there it could be only a scar of Alma. But got the Saint Talmater, Faket, everyone holds that. He says that Saint Talmud is zicha pekeret. It's part of the bracha. It's my beish tavachamim, and therefore everyone will be made that you have to daven over again. So mashnah mean is Friday afternoon. If you have Saint Talmud and we daven on Shabbos, you're not going to say Saint Talmud. Then he says l'chul alma, you would have to daven again. Now, the truth of the matter is The problem is, Tocheres is mavur in many parts of not like this. So one of my kashas is, one of the kashas I have one time like this, because Tayyaz and Chacham and Vivencia are always talking about a guy that was Mispalo, Tfilas Chol, the Mincha of Shabbos. And this machlaik is that when you're not in the Tashlumen, you're not going to make up what you missed. They're talking about a guy that davened on Shabbos by Mincha Davin Tfilas Chol. The question is, Mitzvah Shabbos, he's not davening until the Shabbos. He missed the Nusach of Shabbos.
Don't we say that the Gemara says that the Chum were only, they only like,
okay, different what?
Misaki and Shabbos.
So different what?
Sure. They're
different
still
Yosei
with the
week. Oh, you know, he's not sure. If a guy davened until the Chum of Shabbos, isn't he davening over again? The guy forgot if he davened, no, full from beginning to end. What is davening over again? No one says you ate until the Chum. He started the bracha. He said, "At the chayne, you should finish the bracha." That's the only nafkamin in that. But avad is not yaitze till he's not yaitze with tefillah at all. Avad has to have done until the Shabbos, and therefore that's the Shabbos. You have to have it over again because Mitzvah Shabbos is not well done until the Shabbos. Now, l'chayra, the problem. The tefillah Shabbos is also. And still you have to daven over again. So you see the machlekes is even when it's part of the ikhnosuch. This is better than the kash in the whole Shulchan Torah. You know? This is what everyone says that the machlekes hachem provincia and Tais is totally what the get of Yal V'Yavu is. Machaira. Here we see that if you forgot the Nusach of Shabbos, which is a part of Shemoneh Esrei, it's not just Haskara Ba'alma, B'chayra, the whole Nusach, let's know, maybe they'll say it's just Haskara. So, now, the Chayra is born not like that, but the Shulchan Aruch Marshall says like this, a guy, but this halach is a pasuk, the Minchash of Shabbos, Spal Yud Chesel Hizkashal Shabbos, Misam Mitzvah Shabbos Shtayim, like the Chachma Vinci, who didn't know Hizki Al Yavai, and Chulu. Now, the Zot Mung Navram, let's say the night, let's say 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so then in Chulu Alma, you have to dive in, Gai Fikat Yal Yavai Minacha, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so about you say, Marif twice, because you could make up the Yal Yavai, because even in Tvos HaShlom, you can say Yal Yavai. So the Magen Avraham, who had the Leil Yom Tov Sheni, who had the Mishachach V'Sein Tal Matar and Mashiv Ruach. So Maravam says clearly, if you've got V'Sein Tal Matar and Mashiv Ruach, in an oifen where you'll be able to be mashal in it that night, right? So then you could say it. If not, but Mavai Stoi is in Magen Avraham. You're not going to be able to finish it. You're not going to be able to mash limit. The mashal, Erev Shabbos, or when it finishes, yeah, or when it starts, whatever, right? Make the cheshbonis where the thing you messed up, you're not going to be able to fix up. That is mashal mogen ramam. Clearly, it's talking about like it's the chacham vinsia and daisus. So meilo, according to mogen ramam, it's zechen algar b'chayim.
Is it mavur? From the Magen Avraham that he said that it's not mitzvah, it's only Haskara Alma.
Why?
Because he says he only mentioned the fact that you were adding in Yalav Yavo, but if you told that it's a part of the Shemoneh Esrei, then you should say that you never daven, so you have to repeat daven Shemoneh Esrei.
Yaviach Shem Yalav Yavo. No, otherwise be Taisvis. No, because he's saying that even if he ties this, that if you're not going to be you don't daven. He's trying to say there's no machlekes in this case. He's not taking sides. He's saying there's no machlekes. The only thing sheet is that if you can't make up, then you don't do it. It's like, here you go. So also more like that in Shus Yankiv. Okay, that's the same thing. We'll do that. Although Taka, once you're talking about Rav Yashiv, apparently he was was choishish for the grach. He paskin again the same talmater. The person has to daven chulam is daven ma'ariv twice. Top. Now, the legabe that's mishayla. Achrayim want to bring a raya from the mechaber and the shulchan aruch to paskin. If someone forgot yal v'yavai or shchaydish, so even though we say baki cannot be yaitz of chazos or shatz, but all he did was forgot yal v'yavai, so then kim the shkashek for hespal loshen shulchan aruch is el shoshaka chol yisker, so meilek be yaitz of chazos or shatz. So achrayim you see clearly. And together is that it's just Haskar Balma. Otherwise, why are we make all these creators of the shots if he's a buck? Okay. So now some practical shilas where it comes Megea saying Yal of Yal. Now, it's an interesting halacha, which I think most people don't know, that let's say if a guy forgot Yal V'Yavai, and remind himself after Musaf. Mishmur brings down for the Knesset Gdaila that if he already daven Musaf, he doesn't have to daven again to the Eved. He'll apply. Why? So he says, he brings a raya. He says, I mean, it says, Shalom Paskins, Ashtir Tzi, but I forgot to say Yal V'Yavai. And he already finished the Chazos HaShatz till someone realized they forgot to say Yal V'Yavai. So then, so Al Tirch Tzibura, you don't make him daven Chazos HaShatz over again. Rather, he'll be Yitzah with Musaf. He'll be Yitzah Haskara of Yal V'Yavai and Musaf. So, even though by Shatz, it's only because of Tirch Tzibura. But the Pshat is, Zok Knesset Agdaila, if the Pshat is a B'dyebid, you're not Yaitzah with Musaf, then Tirch Tzibura is not going to help you, you're not Yaitzah. Elamai must be B'dyebid Yaitzah with Musaf. Mela, but normally we say, no, don't rely on that. But, Chathila, but the only Shlach Tzibura, we say, okay, you can rely on it because it's Tirch Tzibura, it's already a matzah B'dyebid. So Meli Paskins, if someone daven Musaf, then he doesn't have to daven over again because he was already Yaitzah with Musaf. Knesset Agdaila. You see from here, it's just an Askara. If it passes in the Nusach HaBracha, then how can you be Yaitzah with Musaf? You didn't daven Shachris. Fine, you didn't Yaitzah. What's the habit of Yaitzah with Musaf? You didn't daven. On my advice, it's just an Askara. Now, the Mishabura though says, the Magen Avraham, all of brings down Knesset Agdaila, but the Chidah and the Shirei Bracha brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba that holds that you do have to daven over again, you already daven Musaf. That's the Ayvitz, Yerik Mendon says that as well. And therefore, so it's Machlaikis. It's Machlaikis. So therefore, he says, if you want to daven again, you should make it tonight. That it should be a tefillas and daven, that's Mishmur Paskins, halacha. Now, he says, if you mind yourself in the middle of Musaf, before the middle of the first three brachas, then you should switch, even though you had a mind for Musaf, but then at least you should switch to the shachris. Now, what the Rajba. Fine, so that's one issue, which I think most people don't, my impression that most people don't know is halacha. So that's an important halacha to know. If you have a guy, you might have the musaf, then you should make it tonight, that should be benedava, but then you have to be mechaven more carefully in Shmanes, you have a shadow to this nedava, and then you should try to mechadish something in the davening. Now, another shayla, also interesting shayla, that what happens if a guy reminded himself when he's in Al-Kaim Nitzar, where the halacha is that called man shle akaraglov, he could be chayzer to say, "Kavkafka yal biyavoy." He already said, "Matzah shnas letziyoy." Let's go back to Ritzay. So went and until he's akaraglov, even if he's being mired with tachnun and after shmin esrei, he's still considered minish shmin esrei. He doesn't go back to the beginning. Go back to Ritzay. Now, let's say he hears kedusha. Before he went back to Ritzay, the chaz is up to kedusha. Halacha is, the ilan answer kaddish and baruch kvoid in the kind of trial is that going to make a problem with him going back to Ritzay? And yet to be done, is it worth it? Is it worth it to Al Tzad if he says, if he answers Kedusha, now we'll have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei? Then, trial is it worth it for the sake of Kedusha to go back, have to go back and say, oh, those brachas over again? That's the shayla. So the shayla meshiv, Yosef Shalom Natanzim, what? Was done a story that happened to himself. So even big people also could forget Yalviyavai. He forgot Yalviyavai, and he reminded himself after Sim Shalom, right before Yul HaRatzon. Then the Shatz got to Kedusha. His Mesupah. So his problem was that the Shail was, should he say Yul HaRatzon and then I'll be able to say Kedusha? Or he should go back, and then he'll listen. He'll be saimach on the sheetahs which we pass on Allah. What's the din if the guy is a milish menesrei and is saying kedusha? So does it help to listen to milish menesrei to kedusha? That was the shayla that he had. Then he said, so his achlata was to go back and be shaysik, and listen to Kedusha from the Shatz. Why? Because he felt like this. If he didn't say Yul HaRatzon and say Kedusha, it's even though it says in Siman Tov Chav Beis, that calls Mashlak Aragel, we said before. his regilis is to say Tachnunim, he doesn't have to be Chayzer, he could be Chayzer to say it's Chayzer L'Rosh. In this case, he didn't say Lekayin Tzar. So he's Rogel Oim Tachnum. He's Rogel say Lekayin Tzar. He should be able to go back. But he says, the moment Ram says, Kol she'asich daita ima tefila, habik hoker adlo. He says, Mesich das from the tefila, habik hoker adlo. Me'el zot shalom ha'ish, zot shalom ha'ish. Ein lech hezich das, godlum vizeh. Guy's in Milosh Menestre, he's Milosh Kain Tzar. He says Kedusha, he says Yeshme Rabba. So then that's called Hesach Adas. It's called Mesir Das from Tefillah. Mesir Das from Tefillah, the Mogar of Vam says, it's like Okaragla. If it's like Okaragla, so you can't go back to Ritzay anymore. You have to go back to Milosh Menestre. So, Mel, it's not Kedai. It's Kedai more to go back right now to Ritzay. Then you'll be able to Shmei Kaina from the Chazan. That's the psak of the Shalom Eishiv. Tav Chav Beis is in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Chav Beis is in Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Sakuf Chav Beis? Sakuf Chav Beis? No, it's Tav Chav Beis. Probably never had anything around the Tav Chavs. That's Chavs Rosh Chodesh. Chelik Dalet. Now, when he asked on himself, that maybe he can't, he won't be able to listen to the shots because you need Royal Bila. I call Royal Bila and Bila Makavis. What does that mean? It means that even though Bila, meaning the mixing up of the oil in the mincha, is not Makav, but Reb Zera says you need Royal Bila. That means if it's too big, the minchah is too big that it's not possible to mix up the... I forgot how big it has to be. It's very big. It's not possible to mix it up. Then it's a problem. And normally you don't have to mix it up. We need royal abilah. So he says, over here also, Shmei Kain, that's also a big shayla. Shmei Kain needs royal abilah. But anyway, for Shmei Kain, assuming that you need Roy to be able to say it yourself, so here you can't say it yourself because if you say it, you'll have to go back. So you can't say it according to his psak. So he said, no, that's not a problem because that's what you could say. If you say it, you just have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not called, it's called Roy Labila. Besides, he says, Nachal Shaili says, oh, he's also down to the Shaila. If you want to say, he has to go back, yeah? Shaila is Kilu, he didn't daven. Kilu, he didn't daven. So then, he can't be mafsik. That he also says, no, about the, if you're missing out of Yavah, it's still called a tefillah, so Mela, that's not a problem. That's the Pesach of Shalom Meshiv. They have a guy, Yal B'Yavai, and he's holding Kain Mitzar. So if we say, he says he can't listen, he can't say Kedusha, because that's Heschadas, and Magram says, he won't be able to go back to Ritzay, and Mela, it's Kedai, not to have to go back to Mishnah Master, and have to dive in all those brachas again. Now, the Moshe disagrees. Because Minan Shalom Moshe, Moshe is also down the Shaila, and he's done very much in Simon Kufchav Beis, where there's the halacha of going back, there's the halacha of what you're allowed to answer in after Shemoneh Esrei, right? And, before that, I was just wondering, the Shalom Meish's understanding of the Magen Avraham, that saying Kedush is considered a Hes Chadas, that's like Oker Raglov. So I was wondering, so what would be if a guy is in the Kain Nitzar, and he answers Kedush and Baruch Foy, so then he should be able to answer Yimloch also. Because he's like Oker Raglov. We say that if a guy says two Yilaratzins, one before the Kain Nitzar, and one after the Kain Nitzar, so then, in the interim between the two, he can answer Yesh Nerabba, Amen of Damir Ba'olma, Amen of Kala Kadosh, Amen of Shmeret Tefillah, Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, and Baruch Hu. That's what he can answer then. But Shar Bachas, he can't answer then. Only after the second Yilaratzin. Right? But according to the Magen Avraham, according to Shalom Meshiv's understanding of the Magen Avraham, it should come out that it's like Akaragov, it's Akaragov. Then he spelled the answer Yimloch also.
His own stuff.
What? His Shmoneh Esrei is over. He's done with. So.
Do you have to be Akaragov?
What?
You should walk away after.
When? According to Magen Avraham, it's ready, he's finished, then that's it. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. That's why I think, maybe Ramosha disagrees. Ramosha holds. Ramosha wasn't even down this part of the Shaila. That maybe the fact he said Kaddish, it's like Akaragwa, it's like Heschadas. And therefore, it's a problem. Ramosha just being down, a different Shaila we've seen to me. The Chareb is, what's a Pshat? Ramosha, Chareb understood that it's not called Heschadas. When Ram says, you Mesir Das from Tefillah. Right? That means you say, okay, Zell, enough. Had a Shver Daving, Zell, enough. Finished. Ad Kan. Right? That's called Heskel Das and Tefillah. So then it's Akaragov, you can't go back. You middle of Kain, so Zell, you had enough for that day. Yeah? So then, it's like Magen Avraham. Then, okay, it's like it's Akaragov, you finished Davos, you can't go back to Ritzay. If you go back to the Beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you've got Yalav Yavai. But just because the guy said Kedusha, why is that Heskel Das? He's in the middle of Kain, so he's going to finish his Tachnunim. But in the middle, he's a lock. He's allowed to be mafsik. He's allowed to be mafsik. Where's the heschadas? The guy's mafsik in Krishma for Yeshme Rabba. Is heschadas from Krishma? Is that people say das? His das is on Krishma the whole time. He's going to continue Krishma. Why is the heschadas? Which is Svara. I think the Shalmesh is a huge chiddush. But Shalmesh is not like this. He said, the Rama says, then Mekoyim is Eilu, Noyig, Lahafsim, Mekoyim, and Sar, Koyd, Milarot. So the Rama holds that God, that you could be mafsik. Even before Yilaratzin. Because the Ramah is going, you only said Yilaratzin at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a complicated thing over there. But Tamele says, you can be Mafsik, Kaddish, and Kedusha, during the Kain Nitzar, even before Yilaratzin. Now, So Mele Vehei, there's no reason why you can't say, even the ones that are Mach, when they say you Lerotzen before, Zogim Baisha, Harei, Rogel Lehem Dachnunim, it's not called, so even though you already said you Lerotzen before, you already said you Lerotzen, okay, you can still go back to Ritzei. So Mele says, where the Minig is, the Seil Kain Itzar, so there's no reason why even after the Lerotzen, you could say Kaddish and Kedush and everything, and then go back to Ritzei. What's the problem? Here, Marzah, look at Marzah, but Fidim Chaber, that says that before Yilu Ratzon, you can't be mafsik, even for Kedusha. And Marzah is a Kiddush over here, so I don't know if that's how everyone's in Chaber. I didn't get a chance to look at all the nice Kalim over there. But Marzah wants to say a Kiddush, that B'das to Machaber, that you're not allowed to say that before Yilu Ratzon, you can't be mafsik even for Kedusha. Ramesh wants to say, Nalag Drama, Ramesh wants to say that, you know, Zafid Machaber, you have to say Yilu Ratzon and then say Kedusha, if you want to answer Kedusha. So Ramesh wants to say that in that case, there's no Tachnunim. Because he wants to learn B'das Machaber, that Tachnunim is only before Yilu Ratzon. After Yilu Ratzon, there's no Tachnunim. So Mela, this that we say the guy's Rogulaim Tachnunim. He could go back there and say, Lufi the Machaber, it's Dafka, Tachnunim, that's before the first Yilu Ratzon. And therefore, if he's after Baruch Hashem Shabbashalim, he hears Kaddish Kedusha, so in order for him to answer Kaddish Kedusha Lufi the Machaber, he has to say Yilu Ratzon. Now if he says Yilu Ratzon, there's no more Tachnunim. So then he's not able to go back there and say. So then you have the Shaila, what should he do? That's what Moshe says. Again, I don't. Then he's mafalbul, a little bit, that's a machaber. I don't think that's how everyone learns the machaber, but I probably didn't get a chance to sit down and see the Nois Kalim on the page, how they learn the machaber. But Kamar Moshe says, for Bnei Ashkenaz, for sure, that since the din is that Tachnunim, even after you Leratzon, you could go back there and say, then for sure there's no problem.
What?
You space
out
in Milosh
Esrei.
No, of course not. He's in
Milosh
Esrei.
Yeah,
you're so badly. You already finished Milosh Esrei. Badly. You finished Milosh Esrei, then it's on Garagla. Now, there's another Shaila, which is very common, and whatever comes up, I mean, whatever that time, no one knows what to do. And that is what happens by Shalosh Shilus, where Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. And the Shaila is, what do you do with Shalosh Shilus? What do you do with Yalav Yavai, with Shalosh Shilus, if you're going to bench, and you're going to eat part of your Suda after it's ready or Rosh Chodesh? So look, Shech Marachet says, Hayoichel V'yotze Shabbos, you know, the base halach is starts with the guy. It's not much of Shalosh Shilus. This is what you do with Ritzei. That it says the Feirish Hayoichel Biyatzah Shabbos Master Shabbos Brachos Hamazon because even though it's Brachos to Shainim, but Machaber Paskin you go Basa Schola. The Schola Suga was Shabbos. And really, you became Mitzchayim Ritzei. Even though you're benching after Shabbos, still you say Ritzei. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Since you started Suga by Yoyim, you're Eidim. That was what I said. Now, name means down from the Achrayim. However, if you're Mispal Ma'ariv before benching, then you can't. Then you want to bench. You can't bench. Then you can't say Ritzei anymore, because once you're that Ma'ariv, you're that Ma'ariv Filchol, then it's already tired disaster. Now, Craig is Mesubik. What if the guy said Baruch Hamavdil? The guy do Melacha. He wanted to do Melacha before benching. It was a long Shalosh Shilus. He wanted to chaperon that cigarette before benching. So as he said the same. He said that Baruch Mavdil, they're paying the supik. What's the din? Can he say it? Say or not? Now, Zogi Mishabura. Now, let's say Rish Chodesh is Mitzvah Shabbos. Still, he says he should mention Shabbos Berachos Hamazon, not Rish Chodesh. Okay, we didn't eat on Rish Chodesh. You ate challah, you ate your bread only on Shabbos. Now your mom should be suda to Rosh Chodesh. So you only say Ritzei, not Yalav Yavai. Now, what if he ate past Belial also? So what should he do? Then it's like Mishaburo. So there is a shayla. Because on one hand, you go bust as chol as sudos, he's chayiv ready in say. On the other hand, now he ate shchaydis, so chayiv machayiv also shchaydis to say alav yavis. So what does he do? So he says luchayis tar disasri. How can he say shabbos and say shchaydis? Therefore, he says mutav shlahaska shol shchaydis zay eshkim v'chulam. How we mentioned before, it's machleik is whether b'chlal by Shabbos, whether Matzah Shabbos, what everyone does, right? Every, you know, every time you eat Shalosh Shudas, you're benching after it's already night, and still we say Ritzay, right? So, but still it's machleik to Shainim. Mashen came, the guy that ate on Rosh Chodesh, Avadi has a chayiv to say Al Gavay. So how do we pull these two things together? Elamai, since this is a machlokes, this is not a machlokes, says Mishmura, it's adif to say Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbos. You say Yalav Yavai, says Mishmura, and not Shabbos, not Ritzay. Okay? That's the first sheet brings down. His Yeshayim, which is the sheet of the Taz, that he runs Rosh Chodesh and says Shabbos, he should mention Ritzay and Yalav Yavai. He says both. Because you go Bas HaSchol Suda and Bas HaSaif. It's not tied to Sarasri. Why? Because there's two separate machayim over here. By saying Ritzay, I'm not saying that it's still Shabbos. I'm saying that I ate on Shabbos, and that's machayim me to say Ritzay, even after Shabbos. I'm saying I'll be over because I ate on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a stira. By saying Ritzay and saying I'll be over, I'm not saying it's Shabbos, I'm not saying it's Rosh Chodesh. I'm saying that I ate on Shabbos, that's Mechayev Miritzei. I'm saying I ate on Rosh Chodesh, that's Mechayev Mirin Yal V'Yavah. So, Mel, it's not tied to Sa'at Shizok, there's Taz. It's Dei Mestabra. Not they need my Skotman, I think. But that's the sheet of the Taz. It says the Meshul B'Nan is a Yeshayim. Actually, the third sheet of the Magen Avraham that says.
Even if you daven ma'ariv before you bench, you should still say Ritzay then because you ate bread on Shabbos.
You wonder if Taz is gonna daven halacha ma'ariv. It's a good question. Excellent question. So after Mayan and Taz talk, see if he brings out the halacha ma'ariv. I think the halacha ma'ariv is Maril. It's already much earlier, so it's trying to say Hagen, Agen, and Maril. Good child. If you say that the Yisoid is because it's not that I disaster, then why is Meir that disaster? Excellent question. Okay, now the Kitzish Chonor says, means down to the Mechleik is, he says, first he says, Omer Tzeh Begami Alvi Avai. So you just do both, like Taz. Yesh oil, yesh cholkin. It's not the sasri. Alkein yesh l'noyash lelechel oz belayla. In such a situation, you should avoid it and make sure you don't eat any. You should eat the k'sayis pas, whatever the amount of bread you want to eat. You should eat it before shkiyah. And that's I saw b'shem Shem Zalman, b'shem Shabbos, Rav Yashiv in Zayis Habracha. You shouldn't pass Belaila, so you shouldn't be next to the Safi. However, the Chayra, you didn't do that. So to me, it seems that the Mashmai says Mishabru is stronger, is more Naita to the first Shita, that you'd only say Yalav Yavai, because Shabbos is a Machlaikis, Pachal, and Yalav Yavai is a Vadechiv, and therefore, would seem to me that b'dievet, that's what you should do. The frat that by Shalosh Shudas anyway, if you forget Ritzay, right? You're not chayzer by Shalosh Shudas if you forget Ritzay, because it might not be a chiyuv pass on Shalosh Shudas and chayzer shayinim. So anyway, b'dievet, if you didn't say Ritzay, it's not the end of the world. So therefore, that seems to be the p'sak of Mishabur. Now, There's one more point, and that is the Gabay, interesting Shaila Gabay Shava Brachas. So the Shari Tshuva brings down over there. The Shaju brings down from the Ginas Garden. Even if you deposit in Gobas as Cholas Asuga, that's only Gabi Yalvi Yaboi, and now Gabi Sharav Brachas. The Sharav Brachas was Nimshach. Into the next day, into the eighth day, you don't say Sharav Brachas. And what about if it was on Shabbos? The seventh day was Shabbos. So there, the Sheva Levi wants to say that if you didn't do Abdallah yet, then you could do Shev Brachas. Shem Zalman says not like that. Okay, one more point. Last point. And that is, there's also Shaila that people ask this question once in a while, and the Maaseh is a Feresh Halacha, that people know this Halacha so well. And that is, what happens if a guy davens Maariv early? Right, I guess, especially by Shabbos. If you make in the summer, you make an early Shabbos, and Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, you say Alev Yavet. Or even Stamos during the week. Shabbos, you went out to say the Shabbos commission there, it's better maybe at the Sefer Shabbos, but during the week, Stamos, you die Maariv early. You live out who knows where, and the only minyan is Mincha and Maariv together, and that's it, you know. And if they straddle plug, you're lucky, you know. But the day before Shkia, the day Maariv before Shkia. So what do? You say Aliyah Avinah. The Maaseh, the Shulchan Aruch says that Tavrei Sal Gimel Oimer Al Nisim B'Layi Lo V'Yayim. So from Mishabura, any of you are makhtim to Dav Maariv before Tzeis Chavim on Purim and Lo Hanukkah, you say Al Nisim. So from Shara Tzion. It doesn't say Larry Dav Maariv Mepag Mincha. Doesn't say anywhere that Bereish Chodesh ain't loyim Mosei Yalav Yavet. Elamai, if they're matting you to say Abdullah Pag Mincha, try this. You made a Laila. When we Dav Maariv with Kilu Lian Tefila, it's already Laila. That's the Gedder. Lian Tefila, it's already Laila. Then you can say Yalav Yavet and Al Nisim Bechul. So that's Halacha, Feresh Halacha. And not only that, Mishmur in Tafchav Beis says Tafchav Dalis Gabe benching, right? Let's say the guy Dav is Mavur and Mishmur over there. If the guy Dav Maariv early, then who? Then the guy benching also. If the guy Dav Maariv early, then not only Yalav Yavet, but now if he eats, he also has to. Say with Yalav Yavet. Last week,
So he does say Yalav Yavet early? Yalav Yavet.
Yeah. Okay. Last week we were talking a little bit about Shaivim. These days are made tshuva even on Chatayim that are very difficult to do tshuva on Yanei. Lucius Abris and Moitzel and Vatala, the Svarim is a voice. It's very difficult, very, very chomer de kachet, and it's very hard to do tshuva on. But all the Svarim say that in the Yimei Shaivim, it's possible to do tshuva. Now, the Ilei Tal in Zadoma, not the part where he says the Haravna, but there's other things in Hatam also. And he brings down that Narizal, so like this, he's talking about the Indian Dafka to Mechadushay Taira on Shabbos. So he says, because Shabbos, the Gemara says, brings Geula. Why? All the Golis comes because of the Pagam in the Bris, the Bris Kodesh. Mele Shabbos, he says in the Sakin, the Pagam in the Bris Kodesh, Mele Shabbos brings Gula. It means like this. He says that that's what Mele Dafka is, and the Tikkun of the Pagam of the Bris, he says, Dafka Idei Limerat Tayr. And that's why the he says he brought down from his father that Zayir Kadosh says that on the chet of Shilchas Zel Vatala, it doesn't help tshuva. Why? Because tshuva is from the lev, and the begam of Zel Vatala is in the mayach. So the kilkel of Zel Vatala is in a much higher madrega, and submit the tshuva, which is bepeh. Tichol vavchol asayis, the pasuk says that doesn't have a kayach to misaken it. But he says, Samaeli says though, but that's why Badafka, the Rizal says Aide Taira, Aide being Amal Bataira, where there you're doing it with your Mayach, and this you're doing it with the Mayach, so that can have a tikkun even on an Aveira that Chuba couldn't do because Chuba is Bepeh, but Lima Taira is Bemayach, and therefore he has a Kayach to Mechaper. It's called Shemisha Mechadashushin, so he says, that's why, especially to learn the Be'ir on Shabbos and Chadash Kedushim, because Shabbos is a pagam of the Brits. He brings down that he says that the Zohar says that the Glusa Basra, that in the last Golos, it's Mekayim Bonu Ve'moros Chayeim, Bavoy de Kasha. He says, what's Bavoy de Kasha? That what's Kasha? B'chaymer, Bavoy de Kasha, that's Kusha. Stop asking questions. B'chaymer, da kal b'chaymer. Avay the kasha, b'chaymer ulevein, what's chaymer? Chaymer is the name of kal b'chaymer, meaning, be mefalpon learning. Ulevein, da liban halacha. Be melaban halacha, clarifying halacha, until you get it clear, that's ulevein. Ulevein, da basada, da braisa. That's learning braisa. It's called avay das mashar, avay b'hem b'farach, da teiku. That's a teiku, that's b'farach. So he says, you see, that he says the Pagam Mitzrayim was Pagam Abris, the Mitzrayim were Shtufei Zima, and Mela, the Tikkun had to be Adi Limra Taira. Now, it's interesting, I heard someone quote it, the Oyv Yisrael, the Abder Rav, in Parash Vayechi, he also says this idea. He says, "Al pagam abris tikkun kadmeinu l'sanois v'lasos tshuva b'mei parish al shayvim kidum misfarim hakdashim." But he says, "But today that we don't have kayach to do segufim and all, you know, people did the gugulei sheleg and the tanesim, but for us that's not described for us." So Meila says, "What should you do?" So Meila he says, "The." He said, "Meroy, the birchus kabe shayfer gadol. You should be mechaven, because that's we said that the all the galuyos comes from the tikkun from chasarn and tikkun abris." And someone that the Chaim Vital says that in the pesukim uvolitzi and goyul l'shal peshav yakin um Hashem ve'ani zayis brisi. So there it's Rosh Tev is guf banav, and there the Chaim Tal said that's also a tikkun for the chet hadush sabritz, and the Oyv Yisrael says, what do you do? He says you chaven over there in the brachas of geula, and he says also the ikar hatshuva hu ayde tayra utfilu tztaka kol echad echad fi yichaltai uveprad belima tayra shemal peh ulevarel halacha beliban ubir yafa. He doesn't. He's meram is mustama to that zayir that Avinezer brings down that ublevenim the rem is to levenim, which is the tikkun of which is the what was the tikkun in Mitzrayim, the tikkun of the bris in Mitzrayim was the levenim is liban halacha. So you see, it's a bzunger zach in liban halacha in malaban halacha, clarifying halacha until you get it klar. That's dafka tikkun. And they bring down interesting Chaim Balajan in Kesa Reish that he says that the tshuva l'mish nichsol b'avoyin zeh kamat b'peshach mal etzlan who she asked b'teira v'oz eni tzarech liv da klau. So you know what I'm talking about, averus chamuris, but if a guy is oisik b'teira, then that's a kapara. So he brings down Chaim Balajan asked the guy. What's he asked him? The guy said, then in the Kunei Zayir and Zifri Musa the Machmoy, but they don't bring that end of the Zayir. The end of the Tikkuni Zayir, it says that Adei Taira, it can help you, it can help you. Oichem b'mina, shematzelos b'misa, b'smayel eish b'kavayid, and it's matzelos misurim, misurim kashim. So Meila, and some of the Muslim, that's the going to Chaim Volozhin, at the end of the Tikkuni Zayir, which was Muslim, we're all worried about that, there's no Dakota. By the Atayra, the guy says in the Tikkuni Zayir itself, it's a Merumah that the Atayra, it's Chaskos Batayra, and Amelos Batayra, Amelos Batayra to Chayach. So Amel Avada these days is an Indian, it's an opportunity, and it's an Indian dafting Chaskos Batayra. And maybe at least during these days, maybe you should make, make an extra Seder sometime. Find some time, it's not so hard to find some time. That I just heard this week in Yitzhak Zilberstein's Shurim, he said over Baal Gazak, he said that. Some expert on time management gave him a lecture. He said, the point is that he comes in there, puts a box on the table, and takes the rocks and fills up the box. So he asked them, he filled it up, said that, is it full? Said, yeah, it's all full, said that. So he pulled out some from under the table. A whole bag full of pebbles. Chatzatz, they call it. There's stuff on the street. And he poured it in. Is it full? She said, yeah, it's full. It's full of rock and pebble. And then he pulls out a bag of sand and pours it in. Goes in. Four more. He asks him, yeah, is it full? Yeah, sure. It's full of stones, full of pebbles, full of rocks, full of sand. And he pulls out water and he pours it in and puts a whole pitcher of the water into the thing. So he says, from here you see how much time you might realize, you might not realize you have on your hands, but if you're Mayan well into the Seder Yayin, but he said though, he has to make sure you do it in that order. Because if you put the water in and then the sand, and then you'd never be able to get all those rocks in. So you have to have your priorities. You have to know what's the main thing, what's the stones, what's the pebbles, what's the sand, what's the water. But if you look a little bit into your Seder Yayin, and the downtime, so to speak, the chilling time, you don't have to look too far to be able to shave off a little of that time. That's, before, without really, being a fashbish in your day to find some extra time. Takapanam, I think that Dafkin in these days is Sfarma telling us that the Mechazik Limud Atayra Dafka Bamu Divan Halacha, that it's Dafka a big Indian in these days, and it's an opportunity to do tshuva on Shushas HaBris, which you don't necessarily have all the time, and Meila, that's not a Zman that we should Mechazik learning and try to find some extra time to learn as well.